Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Whatever's on your mind, we've been talking about the latest attack on cryptocurrency. Somebody's saying that crypto's dead. Oh, my God, the price. It's down to what it was in the summer of 2021. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not even down for a full year. I mean, year-to-date looking at stocks like Netflix and stuff like that. And, I mean, based on the general trajectory, I expect Bitcoin to continue going down for the foreseeable future. But dead? It's silly to proclaim Bitcoin to be dead or any technology. I mean, even the fax machine isn't dead, people.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, the fax pagers aren't dead. They're obsolete, and no one seriously is running around with a pager, but the technology's still there. It still exists, and it may not be useful, but it's not dead, just like a corded phone or a rotary phone. My grandmother just retired her corded rotary phone within the last 10 years.
Wow.
One of those ones where you had to, you know, dial the number and it circled all the way around. Yeah. And even that's not dead. Cryptocurrency isn't even, it's barely a decade old. The government hasn't even started to wrap its mind around cryptocurrency and how it can regulate cryptocurrency. It's just now getting to Bitcoin. It's never going to get just a lot. And it's, and you expect me to believe that it's already come into existence, risen to its peak, and now it's dead before your beloved government could even figure out what to do with it?
Crypto has barely gotten started after just 13 years. So we could, I'm sure, go on about that for the rest of the show, but you've got other news out of China, and we've been focusing on Shanghai, of course, in recent weeks where there's been an insane lockdown that has continued. It's, I think, in its 50-plus something day. I don't know what number it's on. It was 45 days like a week and a half ago, so it's probably well into the 50s at this point.
Sadly.
With no end in sight. What's the latest? And where's this one from? It may not be Shanghai. I don't know what story you've got. It's
It's
not just Shanghai where they're having these issues.
The principality, whatever they're called, territory is Shanghai.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, Apple workers are storming barriers and are fighting guards who are trying to keep them locked down at work. And this is something that I saw recently. I don't know if the factory was in Shanghai, but I saw that one of Musk's companies, Elon Musk, one of them was going to open up a factory somewhere in China.
Tesla, I think.
And the rules were that the factory workers would have to stay there in what they're calling a closed system. So they would have to work there and live there because of COVID-19. And that's what we have here at the Apple factory now. And I remember seeing then the crazy libertarians who are all about Musk were saying things like, well, this is so bad. Most of them would probably rather be at work all the time instead of spending time at home in their apartments or whatever. And it just struck me how delusional, how insane one must be to make a statement like that. Like, I don't mind working, but there isn't anyone on the planet who would rather, like, you know,
I'd rather stay 24/7 for an entire month or something like that. I mean, there are some people that get into a job knowing that they don't get to go home for weeks. So I'm thinking of this guy I used to know. He's a free stater. He lives in the North Country, and he was one of those people that worked on a ship. Right, and that ship is out for months at a time.
Cruise employees, oil rig employees, those sorts of things.
Yeah, not a cruise. In his case, he actually worked an unusual job. He worked on one of those fiber optic laying ships, where they've got like a huge spool of fiber optic cable that they just slowly go across the ocean, you know, and they lay fiber optic internet. And you're out there for months at a time. You're, you know, at least a quarter of a year at any given time before you get some time off.
Well, people are certainly willing to do those jobs, right? Yeah. Because
they get paid well.
Yeah, there are commensurate benefits, but no one would rather do that than be at home? Like, if you were to give this guy the option, all things being equal, would you rather do your job and go home to your house or your apartment each night, or would you rather do your job and stay on the ship each night? No one would say, you know, I'd rather stay in my bunk with my roommate who's 40-something years old and is a chain smoker. Everyone would be like, look, if I can go home at night, I would rather do that. But that's not what people said. Then they're, you know, making the silly claim that people would rather stay at the office or at the factory.
Like I say, it's different when you sign up for something.
Right.
As opposed to what's happening now, and they're saying, oh, well, you, even though you didn't sign up to stay at the factory, if you want to keep your job, then you're going to just have to live here.
And China wants them. The Chinese government wants them to keep their jobs because when they lock down like this, their production stops, and the Chinese economy, it's strong. But they're
nothing can survive a lockdown.
No, and they're doing lockdowns in ways that make what the United States did look just absolutely trivial.
Yeah.
So workers are storming barriers and fighting with security staff during a dramatic riot today. The Quanta factory in the Songjiang district of Shanghai makes devices such as MacBook Pros. All the more reason not to use a MacBook Pro. I don't know how to tell people this, but if they lock you down at your job and you can't leave, you're a slave. Even if they're paying you, you don't have the freedom to leave your job.
Can you even quit the job?
It would seem not. I mean, they could probably, I don't know. That's a good question. Can they quit? They can't leave the factory whether they quit the job or not. Footage from Thursday, I guess this has happened multiple times, shows how helpless guards, wow, these people are full. They have drank the Kool-Aid over at metro.co.uk. Clad in protective white gowns, tried in vain to catch workers who jumped over barriers. I can't imagine being a journalist who saw this situation and wrote that sentence. Helpless guards tried in vain to catch workers who jumped over the barriers. The poor prison guards were unable to stop the innocent people trying to go home to their families.
Now, who do these guards work for? Is this the Chinese government or Tesla or Apple?
That's a good question. It doesn't say.
Wow.
They're either government employees or Apple employees, though. Mm. The factory had been operating under strict government-mandated isolation rules. Bloomberg report that a closed-loop system meant staff were required to sleep at nearby accommodation instead of at home. And from what I've read about similar stories, the nearby accommodation is like, oh, no, you have to stay in this hotel across the street or something like that. So, oh, no, we said that the room back here with a bunch of beds.
Cots. Yeah, we've got cots.
Some had been trying to return to their dormitories to rest when they were denied exit from the factory.
Wow.
And chaos soon followed. The unrest had reportedly died down by Friday morning, but the riot has impacted the factory's output of MacBook Pro deliveries.
Uh-oh.
Those poor Mac lovers. What are they going to do? The site is operating at 30% capacity.
Wow.
Due to the recent disruption. Sweeping lockdown measures have led to major protests against China across China over recent months, particularly in Shanghai. The country's strict zero COVID strategy implemented since the beginning of the pandemic, which a little over 2 years ago, about 2.5 years ago, based on China, and it has not resulted in zero COVID, has resulted in repeated lockdowns and stringent quarantine measures. Typically, criticism of the communist Chinese government is rare, well, because they will kill you and your family, or at least throw you in prison and threaten to throw your family in prison if you speak out against them. However, an increasing number of people have started to revolt.
Thank goodness.
This is what it takes, is for people to actually literally be starving. I mean, if they're going to die anyway, why not fight to the death?
Yeah, well, that's the sad thing, is that people in Shanghai locked themselves down because they, you know, the Chinese people have been raised to be an obedient group, right? The least obedient people either leave or they go to prison.
And there's something to be said about their entire culture being around that sort of collectivist community identity, whereas Western culture is far more individualistic.
Correct.
A lot of Asian cultures, they do, for whatever reason, seem to just be more community-oriented, more less focused on the individual and more focused on the community as a whole.
Yeah, and so for the most part, they do what they're told. And sadly, by doing what they were told, they went inside their apartment buildings and then proceeded to be tested every single day, which I believe is still going on.
every single day?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
And proceeded to agree to, you know, not to leave the apartment. Only two people per apartment building can go and get the food drops at the checkpoints in the nearby areas. But then after continuing to do that for about four weeks, then the Chinese government started putting up metal gates around their apartment complexes just to make sure that no one was able to leave, which has resulted in people dying in fires because they can't escape from the burning buildings. And now people are starting to get fed up, and we're actually seeing videos coming out of some of Shanghai where people are knocking down these metal gates in order to escape from their apartment complexes. And there's a pretty interesting video that came out over the weekend. We'll share.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
guys can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We are talking about the latest out of Shanghai. And, Arya, you're talking about the Apple manufacturing plant there, Apple Computers, that is at 30% of their output capacity right now because, well, they're locking their workers in the factory and telling them you're not allowed to leave. And apparently they've been doing this for some time. The workers are starting to get pretty stir-crazy, and they're saying, you know what, we're going to push our way out.
Well, according to this, I mean, they seem to have set up some sort of dormitories for their employees because they've set up a closed-loop system where the people who work there, they have to live there, stay there, sleep there, eat there, all of that stuff, while the coronavirus pandemic is raging on. However,
quote-unquote,
Thursday, it seems, they were attempting to leave the factory to return to their dormitories, their on-site dormitories, as I understand it. And that was when security attempted to prevent them from doing so, according to this article. Now, they may have made some mistakes here. I wouldn't put it past them because a lot of this is kind of suspicious. It seems like they would be allowed to leave their dormitories. And it's written in a very strange way that sounds like the security guards, they're just doing their jobs. They're just trying to help.
Where is the story from?
It's from metro.co.uk.
Okay.
So, I mean, not the most reputable journalism site, but at least generally reliable.
Yeah, it's not the Chinese official government journalism, quote-unquote.
But they're parroting that narrative, whether they mean to be or not.
Mm-hmm.
One local staged a protest by placing his empty fridge on his balcony last month.
Yeah, that was weeks ago. That was in the early days of this.
I put emphasis on month because I'm losing faith in this journalism outlet rapidly because they put moment. They clearly typed this on their phone, which auto-corrected month to moment, and no editor seems to have caught that.
Wow.
The journalist doesn't seem to have caught that. As residents report struggling to find enough to eat. Well, they're having to forage for food and stuff like that, which isn't there in the first place because there is no food.
Sure, you can get deliveries on occasion, but actually, as we're going to learn here in a few moments...
Isn't it, like, rotten when it comes
sometimes.
In?
Sometimes.
Horrifying.
A lot of it.
Horrifying stuff, man.
Moldy.
I mean, this is... In Shanghai, wasn't this the place where the dogs were cut loose and they were eating cats and then they started eating each other because they had nothing else to eat?
There's video of them attacking a cat, a gang of dogs in the streets attacking and toying with and murdering a cat.
There have been reports of starvation after 26 million people were locked in their homes in the city.
The more horrific video is where the Chinese agents in their full hazmat suits are going around and killing and abducting dogs off the streets.
There's
more than one of those videos.
Yeah.
And that was weeks ago.
Were they doing this to, quote, stray dogs?
Well, yeah. But a lot of the dogs that were stray were only stray because their owners had been kidnapped and forced into quarantine camps, leaving their animals home alone. And, you know, if they're able to escape, then they're strays.
Or they just couldn't feed their animals. Like if
that happened too.
If I was in that situation, I was like, okay, I literally am not allowed to feed my dog at this point. Cut her loose. Good luck out there because
somebody
I can't do anything for you.
Right.
So I pity these, but this isn't the first time this has happened either. When the
how many people are going to come back to a dead animal in their home? If when they are released from their quarantine camp, they're not going to get to see a happy animal when they come home because their whole family got taken out. Right. Like if somebody tests positive, they're not just going to take the positive person out. They're going to take everybody in contact with that person to the quarantine camp.
Dude, that's horrible.
Yeah. Then they're going to get home and little Fluffy is rotting away at that point. That's not going to be something that your kids want to see or anyone wants to see. It's horrifying.
And all of this is in the name of stopping a virus that just isn't killing that many people.
No.
I mean, the starvation
Omicron.
Here.
Omicron.
Yeah, the lockdowns here, the consequences of the lockdowns of people jumping out of their windows, starving to death, and that sort of nonsense, that's exponentially worse than COVID-19 could ever be. You give me the option between dying of pneumonia or something that's like pneumonia or dying of starvation. Give me pneumonia every single day of the week.
Well, how about the Pfizer data that's come out now? Have you seen any of the recent release data?
I did not, but I saw something on Drudge Report today say about Pfizer, and evidently the clinical trials themselves are suspect and maybe not actually scientifically valid.
There's crazy stuff coming out. So the Alu Axelman posted this the other day, and I've seen it in multiple places. Our old buddy Sam Dodson was doing a show. He mentioned it recently on his show, To the Lifeboats. There's this chart that's come out where they break down that there were apparently 46,000 people that took the Pfizer mRNA vaccine in a trial period. Of those 46,000 people, 1,223 of them, over approximately 2.6% of them, died.
Of?
God knows what. But they died after they took this vaccine. Oh, more than 2%.
Wow.
So more people died in the trial period taking this vaccine than would have died if they'd gotten COVID.
Yeah, I have not seen that. I did see an article, and for some reason I ended up closing out of today, which is why I didn't bring it in. Evidently, the editor of the British Medical Journal is telling the FDA about serious concerns over the Pfizer trial data integrity, and evidently the trial data itself, even if it is reliable, it's horrifying. 2% of more than 2% of people who took this vaccine died?
That's right. This is the data they wanted to cover up until the year 2076. But the judge forced them to release it.
Was it 50 years? I thought it was 100 for some
Something
reason.
Something like, I don't know.
It was absolutely absurd. Yeah. I mean, they wanted to cover it up to the... But it doesn't matter. What's the point? We can't sue these people. They can't be held accountable for poisoning people. That was part of the whole rollout of the emergency... Whatever they called it, the emergency licensing. I don't remember the terminology they used for that, but it was allowed to
authorization.
Us. Yeah, the emergency authorization that was allowed to us, but you can't sue Pfizer, you can't sue Johnson & Johnson, you can't sue Moderna, any of these others about the false data, the problematic data that they turned over to the FDA, and evidently that data says that 2% of people were dying of the COVID-19 vaccines anyway.
2.5%.
And that's... allegedly the doctor data. So how bad is the real data?
And they will halt, by the way, like in other studies of medicines, if there's like, you know, even a few people that die from it, those things get halted.
Yeah, we saw this with the bird flu or swine flu vaccine a number of years ago where it didn't kill that many people. It did kill people, and it turned out to be far worse than the actual bird flu or the swine flu, whichever one it was. But We have seen all of these sorts of side effects in the past, and any medicine that kills 2% of the people who take it, that generally isn't allowed to go to the public.
Yeah, we're not even talking about the people that got ill and some...
The ones who still died of COVID-19?
Well, yeah, it's not clear what these people died from, per se, but, you know, there's a lot of people that got sick as well. The claim here is that 42,000 out of the 46 had some sort of adverse effect.
That's a shockingly high rate. What is that, like 80-something percent?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. It's crazy. But we'll talk more about what's going on in China, because I actually have pulled up right now, Aria, two people who are native English speakers. Because there's a lot of Chinese posts out there about what's going on. But native English speakers who are in Shanghai. One man who is on day 47 of his lockdown. And another one who's close to that. Day 39. So there's different areas of the city got locked down at different times. We'll talk about what's going on.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has signed a bill designed to speed up the process of getting U.S. military aid to Ukraine. The bipartisan measure also expands Biden's authority to expedite agreements with Ukraine and other Eastern European nations. The president did not take questions from reporters during a brief Oval Office signing ceremony. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers says a suspected arson at a pro-life office is a horrible incident. Speaking at a groundbreaking ceremony, Evers called for arrests in the fire at the Wisconsin Family Action Office over the weekend. Wall Street is extending its steep sell-off. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 653 points to close at 32,245, the S&P falling 132 points, and the NASDAQ dropping 521. USA Radio News. The world is watching Russian President Vladimir Putin today as Russia celebrates Victory Day.
The Victory Day Parade refers to the annual military parade of the Russian Armed Forces on Moscow's Red Square. Monday's celebration on the World War II victory had some shades of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin speaking via a translator.
Those who defeated the Nazis showed us an example of heroism for all eternity. This was a generation of victors, and we shall always look up to them. Glory to our great armed forces. For Russia, for victory. Hurrah! Hurrah!
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Former President Trump is in Dallas Monday for a private fundraiser. It's the first of two trips to Texas this month. The former president's event tonight is dubbed Countdown to the Majority. Later this month, Trump will headline a public rally in Austin. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I don't know if this was what it sounded like outside of the Tesla plant, but this is some video from Shanghai. People are busting out.
Sounds like they're banging on pots and pans.
No, they're actually fighting with with the people that are the government goons that are in the full body suits. There's a large number of people coming out of an apartment complex. There's actually different angles of this video. It's like there's one video that was taken from inside the building. This one's taken from outside as people are, at least these people, are fed up with the restrictions.
If I recall correctly, the Chinese goons, the Chinese thugs that are out there enforcing the laws on behalf of the Chinese government, they're not carrying around weapons, right? Or at
some
least
are.
Not guns?
Some are. I've seen pictures of some with guns.
Okay.
I don't think it's that common, though.
But it's not like the United States where every single police officer has a firearm.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case here. So we've been talking about what's going on in Shanghai, where some people are on day 50 or more of lockdown, and it's
dude, I did this crap. When I had vocal surgery, I was locked down in my house for about 2 weeks before I was even able to drive.
Voluntarily.
Yeah, and I was still able to go next door to the store, right, to buy stuff that I needed. I can't and have some limited interaction with other human beings outside of my household. I can't imagine doing this for 50-something days and not having that little tiny freedom to just go outside.
Yeah, you can't do that. Well, in this case, they pushed themselves out. They managed to bust through the whatever barriers and the various different agents that they had in the street. But
see, I could still go outside.
Yeah.
I didn't want to because it was, you know, January, but...
Jared T. Nelson. We've read some posts from him in the past. This is the guy who told us, that we learned from him, he's at Jared T. Nelson on Twitter. We learned from him that he was the one of two people in an apartment complex who were the volunteers that were allowed to leave so they could go leave the apartment complex and go a little ways away to wherever the government checkpoint was and pick up the groceries for the entire apartment building. And they were allowed to do that. They were only allowed out for 2 hours a day at that time. Of course, that meant that if food deliveries came in the morning and they had to go out between 3 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon, then if there was meat or something in the food delivery, would have spoiled by then. So, you know, those are some of the downsides of this situation.
One of the many downsides of allowing the government to run your life.
The groceries, especially. Not to mention the fact that there's flies and things like that. And one guy said he had moths in his food delivery once that fluttered around his apartment for days until he could finally get rid of them all. Moldy food is not uncommon to be delivered if you can even get food deliveries. So that kind of gives you a little bit of background on this guy.
It's not even a delivery, though. It's a drop-off. You have to go get it. You would think if the Chinese government is going to lock you down in your apartment and then give you rotten food, the very least they could do is actually bring it to you in your apartment.
No, that would be a
you can't
service.
Can't make the bar lower than being locked down in your apartment and being served rotten food that you still have to go pick up.
That's right. It's insulting. So day 47, he writes this on May 6th. This is one of his more recent posts. So to just kind of give you a clue.
He's tweeting out of Shanghai?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's there.
Yay, VPNs.
Day 47 of our Shanghai COVID lockdown, and we woke up, like we often do, to a man in a hazmat suit downstairs yelling through a bullhorn for us to come down for our tests. Sounds a lot like jail to me. While checking our phones for the new test QR code, we also saw this alarming new official notice that had been sent to us. And then he includes an image, which it's all in Chinese, of this notice. And he kind of translates it for us. He says, the key points are, one, we must stay inside our apartment and not leave our front door except for going downstairs for testing.
How is it possible? How could they not have eliminated COVID-19 if they've been locked in their apartments for 50
days? Yeah.
How could anyone in that apartment building possibly have COVID-19?
He says this was not a change for us, and it was a little strange to see it reiterated again. Two, all deliveries are prohibited during the weekend. Friday from midnight to Sunday at midnight, nothing will be allowed in. No food, no water, nothing. So we are encouraged, he says, to cancel.
No water?
Whatever you got is what you got to get you through the weekend, apparently. So we are encouraged to cancel all deliveries and ask for refunds because nothing that is delivered to the community gates will come in. He says there was a lot of pushback from this from everyone around, and eventually some of the government people and property management people said that they, quote, might, unquote, arrange for some group purchases, but it would be difficult, and that's when we found out why.
So it sounds like they can still order stuff from, like, Alibaba or wherever.
They can order from grocers.
Yeah. Okay, but it's dropped off at one of these checkpoints that is generally just government stuff.
And limited in the amount of times that you can go to the checkpoint
right.
to get it. So they found out why it would be difficult. He says, this has not been confirmed by me directly, but from a neighbor who also shared a photo that seems legitimate. And then he shares a photograph of fencing that has been installed across the road. He says, it seems that barriers have been set up that are blocking the roads for several streets around us, so delivery drivers can't even make it to the gates of our apartment community.
You know where else we heard of this happening? Where people were, like, erecting barriers in the streets in order to prevent movement from through the streets.
The autonomous zone in Seattle?
Well, I was thinking of Ukraine.
Oh.
And that was how they chose to deal with the Russian tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how the Chinese people are choosing to deal with, you know, the Chinese people.
That reason seems clear. Deliveries are halted because the roads are closed. He says, of course, I'm not allowed to leave my front door, let alone our apartment community gates, in order to verify that. So I'm guessing he's no longer the guy for the whole apartment building to go and get the deliveries. Not sure when that changed. I haven't been reading his posts every day, so maybe he addressed that at some point.
Do they at least allow these people roof access or something?
I doubt it. The result of the new announcement and the new street barricades is that we are locked down in Shanghai, not allowed to leave our apartment door except for going downstairs to do a COVID test, and are also not allowed to get any deliveries of food or drinking water or anything. They sent the announcement on Friday morning to go in effect at midnight, and from my understanding, this applies not just to our apartments but to many in the area. Panic buying and hoarding started immediately, of course, and all same-day deliveries were instantly fully booked. This was a shock for us because cases had been improving steadily recently. Yesterday, there were only 23 new cases identified outside of the quarantine zones. 23 new cases in, I presume that is all of Shanghai?
There's that many here in Cheshire County right now, yeah. most likely, but they're minor, they're inconsequential, and no one would know they had it if they didn't get tested for it.
Fortunately, he says, for many of us, deliveries had been improving this week, and we were able to restock some of our pantries. He says he was fortunate enough to get some hot sauces and other key condiments. Back to this morning.
I like that his priorities are in order.
He's got some Valentina there. Back to this morning. We went down for testing because it seemed like another mandatory day where they really push you to do the testing. And he says some days it feels more like a suggestion. Their new method is to first do a home antigen test, and then, if negative, bring the plastic test pieces down with you to do the PCR test. So you get twice tested in the same day. They check the antigen test downstairs and take it from you, which seems like a better system to avoid fraud or tampering. What I didn't anticipate when I put all four in my pocket was that our fresh antigen test still had some of the liquid left in the little dropper area, which of course leaked through my pocket to the front of my shorts by the time they were downstairs. Not a particularly good look, he says. I've heard from friends in other parts of the city their areas are actually opening up, although most businesses and stores are still closed there. It's important to note that Shanghai is a big city. Remember, it's the third most populated city on the planet.
They said 23 million people in this other article. I can't even fathom a city that big.
Yeah. He says, we have some hope this new hard lockdown is only for 2 days, but then again, that's exactly what they told us for the general lockdown 47 days ago. Finally, he says, the other big topic of conversation for the apartment community today was mosquitoes. Guess what? All of our normal maintenance has been suspended for such a long time, including pest control for nature's most obnoxious creation, which has resulted in a big increase in mosquitoes.
Which means an increase in malaria.
Which means life really sucks. Right? There's more coming up here, and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live phones are open. You can join us here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you is Ian.
And Aria.
You can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. You can help us out by joining the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. It's amps.freetalklive.com. We're going to go with one more post here from somebody else who is in Shanghai. This person is Don Wineland. We read an article from him a few weeks ago. He was writing for The Economist, talking about how this is basically a preview of a total authoritarian state, like what it would look like with dogs, robot dogs and drones flying around, barking orders at people, and, you know, government running the food that's getting moldy and moth-filled. And so we've heard from this guy before. He posted, looks like today, so this was just or within the last 24 hours. He says, Shanghai is going into the harshest phase of lockdown yet. Food delivery is halting. We're told to rely on government for food, and he puts in parentheses, rotting cabbage, because he's had that. Day 39, a full lockdown feels like it could be day one. They say this new phase is going to be 2 to 5 days. The original lockdown was supposed to be 4 days, and he's now on day 39 of his lockdown. Remember, different areas of the city.
God, that's horrifying, dude. Yeah. They already said the first one was going to be 4 days, and you're already at 39, and they're saying this one's going to be 2 to 5 days, which is basically saying 4 days again.
He says state media has a very different take on the news today. Glad there's some quote-unquote bliss rediscovery taking place somewhere from the Shanghai Daily, which is the China state-run media. Their story is about lockdown rules easing in some areas of the city, and residents are rediscovering the bliss of plying the aisles of food stores, complete with photographs of people masked up and inside stores.
Well, this is what government does, right? They make things so unbearably awful that even going to the grocery store is suddenly something that's going to have people celebrating and smiling in the streets.
He says, there it is. We are now cut off from food delivery and fully reliant on the government for provisions. They say 2 days. Let's see, he says. And then he posts a message from what I presume is his apartment complex. It says, dear residents, we regret to inform you that we have received the official notice announcing the suspension of all delivery service, both individual orders and group purchasing, for the upcoming 2 days. Also, people are asked to stay in-house except attending PCR tests until further notice. From 6:30 p.m. today, we will stop issuing the pass anymore, and nobody is allowed to go out by right. Residences who are still out of the apartment, please come back ASAP, otherwise to avoid any unexpected trouble. Thank you very much for your understanding.
So it's not enough for them to be locked in their apartment building. They have to also stay within their individual apartment?
That's what it sounds like.
Jesus.
Well, otherwise people could be seeing one another and possibly transmitting.
Yeah, so... they're all locked down in the same building. If one of them gets sick, they're all going to get sick.
Well, if they get sick, they get carted off to the quarantine centers.
Once they detect it.
Yeah. So that's what's going on. That's the latest out of Shanghai. Let's talk to Jack in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Jack.
Yeah, on the same topic. I've seen the videos. Did anyone see the guy that was taped up in packaging tape?
Yeah, I saw that one. Yep.
And then he stacked up like a piece of wood.
Yeah, they literally take a living human being and roll him up in packaging tape and then physically move him. It's very strange.
Do they really?
And this is to like fight back or anything. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something's weird.
This is to ship them out
of people.
I don't know what they're doing with him. Go ahead, Jack.
Oh, just, I don't know if it was staged, which I still feel like it is, because if I was being taped up, I would wiggle, right? If you saw the video.
Yeah, but the Chinese people, like, they're so conditioned that they'll do whatever their government tells them to do.
The videos I've seen have been the opposite. They've been trying to break down barriers, fighting against them when they broke their doors down.
Yeah, after a month of starving.
Yeah. Yeah, something is just, like, not quite right, though. And my entire call, it's just really weird, you know? It's almost like David was in control from New Mexico, because it would be insanity.
All right, thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to Dave in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
Hey, and thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
WKHM.
Excellent.
Proud supporter of the station, and thanks for being on for the time that you are.
Of course.
Hey, listen, I want to ask you a broad question.
All right.
Now, we're hearing and seeing some of these things coming out of China. It is kind of shocking. I used to say it's hardly shocking to see stuff come out of there like this, but, you know, this is your hardcore communism, which I see the United States slowly slipping into that same direction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's so, I don't know, so communist there, how is any video getting out of there transmitted?
Well, good question.
I mean,
they do have what they call the Great Firewall of China, and a lot of people in the freer world know about this, that the Chinese government has a tremendous amount of control over what the Chinese people are able to see, what they're able to search for, the services that they're able to use on the Internet. There's a lot of websites that are blocked from access in China. And so you do ask a good question. Some of the people who've been reporting from China have pointed out that it is difficult to get some video of what's going on out, and I suspect that is one of the reasons why we're seeing, in many cases, very short videos that you'll typically see. If you go to the Northrop Gundam channel on Twitter, you'll see, in many cases, 9-second, 14-second long, 20-second long videos, not very, very lengthy videos, and so therefore the file size is very small, and it's much easier to, let's say, smuggle out a file that is, 10 megabytes or 20 megabytes,
right,
instead of a 2 gigabyte,
Well, some of these aren't even smuggled, right? They just use WeChat, which is like a Chinese Twitter, as I understand it. And, they're bots that are automatically, catching videos that shouldn't be allowed, are not perfect. So
right,
they upload a video, it's 9 or 10 seconds, and it stays up for an hour. There's nothing in the world that's going to stop you as an American from going on to WeChat. and viewing whatever people are posting there. So a lot of this is people just posting on the Chinese social media platforms, and people outside of China are monitoring them and happen to see them before the bots do.
They snatch it,
bots.
Copy it.
Yeah.
Look, where there's a will, there's a way when it comes to internet, right? I mean, there's even the Chinese government cannot be 100% complete in censoring its own people. If you want to get a video out, you open up a VPN, you zip the thing, you put a password on it or whatever. There's other ways to do this. You could PGP encrypt it. There's a bunch of different options for those who are willing to take the time to learn how to do it.
Well, let me ask you this a little bit on the little off this subject, but being libertarian, believe me, I'm more libertarian than I am liberal. Don't you see this hardcore left political movement in the United States heading down that slippery slope of what communism is actually all about? Because Margaret Thatcher said it best, eventually you run out of other people's money.
Yep,
and hell, the United States is so far deeply in debt right now, and some of our creditors are countries like China.
To me, it's just authoritarianism, left or right. The exact brand of what they're trying to peddle or how they're packaging it isn't really of consequence to me. It's still the same package, and it's a package that I don't want. I mean,
I agree.
The liberals out there, they coat their racism in more politically, except they hide it better, right? But when you open up the package, oh, look, it's horrifying racism. They think that black people are too dumb to find the DMV or whatever, and that's why they're against voter ID laws, whereas, you know, you have conservatives who are against immigration because they're basically, they don't want Hispanics coming here because they're ultimately probably racist. So it's just a matter of packaging and how they're portraying their ideas, but I don't find the liberals to be any worse qualitatively than the conservatives. To me, it's just how they're selling their message to the people who support them.
That's well said. I know you're getting out of time here, but hey, listen, thanks for taking my call and take care.
Thanks, Dave. And also, don't forget, they've already implemented the majority of the Communist Manifesto's planks here in the United States, and that's been going on for a long time. So, I mean, they're
frightening, man.
Yeah, you can pull up the planks of the Communist Manifesto and take a look at the current situation, and it's like 8 out of 10 or 7.5 out of 10 the last time we did a count through. So.
I remember the central banking thing was a big one. Like, Marx was all about having a communist society where the communist society had the central bank and it controlled the money supply. Oh, look, they did that. They've been doing that for a long time, though.
Yep, and that's finally getting undermined thanks to crypto. Let's talk more about it. We can do that tomorrow night. Thank you, Dave, for your call. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. And we will be back for more open phones every single night of the week here on Free Talk Live. You can join us live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern, all 7 nights per week. You can join us anytime you want online over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget our social media platform, which is always available for you at social.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.